White House's Stephen Miller doubles down on voter fraud claim but gives no evidence, by Madeline Farber. White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller defended President Trump's claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2016 election but refused to give any evidence of it. During a tense interview Sunday on ABC's This Week, host George Stephanopoulos asked Miller to provide evidence of voter fraud after Trump falsely alleged last week that he would have won New Hampshire during the election if, quote, thousands of people hadn't been bussed in to illegally vote. Anyone who's worked in New Hampshire politics is aware of this, Miller said, who insisted that the White House has provided enormous evidence of voter fraud, citing the massive numbers of non-citizens in this country who are registered to vote. Trump has repeatedly alleged that voter fraud cost him the popular vote to former Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, though these claims have been refuted. Regardless, the president called for an investigation into the matter shortly after he was inaugurated. Stephanopoulos continually pressed Miller for more evidence throughout the interview, but Miller failed to provide further detail. For the record, you have provided zero evidence that the president was the victim of massive voter fraud in New Hampshire, Stephanopoulos said at the end of the interview. You have provided zero evidence of the president's claim that he would have won the popular vote if 3 to 5 million illegal immigrants hadn't voted. Zero evidence for either one of those claims. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.